If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 17, verse 11. Luke chapter 17, we'll start our reading with verse 11. I sure would like to preach to you tonight. I've had this sort of rolling over and over in my mind for a little while, and I hope that the Lord will help us. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. We'll start our reading, verse 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. Amen. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." I want to preach tonight for the Lord to help me on the missing 9. The missing 9. We notice in our reading tonight that there are some people here, 10 men. 10 men that have a sickness. 10 men that need a miracle. Amen. We notice in our reading tonight the sickness of these people. They are lepers. Leprosy in the Bible times was one of those sicknesses that was a dreaded disease. It was a disease that attacked the body. It was a disease that would deform the face. It would deform the ears, the nose, and the mouth. It would affect your body. It would affect your physical appearance. It was a disease that men dreaded. It was a dreaded disease, leprosy. Thank God that it's not as common today as it was back then. But in that day, it was believed that only God himself could heal a leper. Amen. For you remember when Naaman came to the king of Israel, and the king of Israel said, "Am I God? Am I God that I should heal this man of leprosy?" It was believed that God himself, God alone, could take care of this sickness that these 10 men had. It was a disease called leprosy. It was a detestable disease. It was a disgusting disease. It was a disease that affected your appearance. It was a disease that separated men from society. Amen. It was a dreaded disease. And we know that in leprosy, we look at leprosy and leprosy is a type of sin. Amen. We look at leprosy and we see that it is a disease that is detestable. Amen. And so it is with sin. God looks upon sin and he sees sin as a detestable thing. Amen. He sees sin as a thing that is not pretty to look at. Amen. He sees sin and it is a thing that separates men. Amen. Now we look at the society of these men, and we see that they are 10 men. They are 9 Jews and 1 Samaritan. And we know that Samaritans and Jews have no dealings with each other. Amen. Amen. We know that the Jew had no dealings with the Samaritan. Amen. But this common sickness, this sickness of leprosy, this disease caused these men, this separation in the society of the Jew and the Samaritan, this brought them together. And now there was no longer a separation of these men. And so it is with the world today. Amen. They have classes of people. We have rich and poor. We have the high class and the lower class. We have the upper class and we have the middle class. But not in God's eyes. Amen. For there is only 2 separations in society today. When God looks upon man, he sees saint and sinner. Amen. He sees the lost and he sees the saved. Amen. He sees those that are covered by the blood of Jesus and those that are not covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. When God looks upon society today, he sees men that are headed towards heaven and he sees another group of men that are headed towards hell. Amen. That's the only classification, amen, in our world today. Amen. These were 10 men gathered together by this sickness called leprosy. Amen. And we notice the separation of this people. Amen. For the Bible says that they stood afar off. Amen. Leprosy would separate men from society. Amen. It caused social separation. Amen. For the Bible says that they stood afar off. Amen. So it was with the Levitical law. The law of Moses required that those with leprosy be separated from the rest of society. For you hear Leviticus 13 and 46. He said, "He is unclean. He shall dwell alone." Amen. His dwelling would be alone, without the camp, afar off. Amen. These men that have this disease called leprosy are afar off. Amen. And the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, "Unclean, unclean." Leprosy separated men from the rest of society. Amen. Leprosy, this was one of the things that was so dreaded about this disease, is because it separated men from the rest of society. Amen. It literally tore families apart. Amen. It literally took moms away from their family. Amen. It literally took dads out of the household. Amen. The breadwinner was taken out of the household. Amen. He was separated from his wife. He was separated from his children. Amen. That's one of the things that was so dreaded by this disease. Amen. It literally broke up families. It literally separated loved ones. Amen. And it added much heartache to the land. Amen. And so it is with sin, my friend. Sin will separate families. Sin will come into a family and rip a family apart. Amen. Sin will take a father from his household. Sin will take a mother from the household. Amen. Sin will separate a mother from her children. Amen. Oh, what a horrible thing sin is. Oh, what a horrible thing. It adds much heartache to our land. You don't have to go very far to find that to be true. Amen. Open up the newspaper and you will see that sin adds heartache to our land. Amen. Sin will tear a church down. Sin will rip a church apart. Amen. Sin is a dreaded thing. Sin, when a sin gets in a church, amen, when a sin gets into a family, sin can destroy families. Sin always causes innocent people to suffer. Amen. You have read the story of Daniel, and you have read of how those men set Daniel up. Amen. And got him thrown into the lion's den. And you have read how God sent an angel. God dispatched an angel from heaven and shut the lion's mouth. Amen. Those lions were hungry. Those lions were hungry. Amen. They wanted something to eat, but God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth. Amen. And when Darius came to the lion's den that day and called to Daniel and said, "Hast thou got thy God delivered thee?" Amen. And Daniel cried out, "O king, live forever, for God has sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth." Amen. And then you remember what they done with those men that set Daniel up. You remember what they done with those men and their families and their children. They took their families and their children and they threw them in the lion's den. Amen. And before they hit the bottom of the pit, those lions ripped them apart, because innocent people always suffer when somebody sins. Don't ever forget that, young people. Innocent people will suffer because of your sin. Amen. Sin puts a man afar off, away from God. Amen. That's what Ephesians 2 and 13 says. "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ." Amen. The blood of Jesus Christ is the only thing that can bring a man that is far off nearer to God. It's the blood that brings the far off near. Amen. It's sin that pushes a man far off, away from God. Be for sure your sins will find you out. And be for sure that your sins will separate you from God. Sin always separates. Amen. That magazine that you look at that's ungodly. Amen. Amen. It always separates no matter who you are. If you're, amen. Amen. If you are raised in the house of God, sin will separate you. Amen. If you are a preacher's son, sin will separate you. Amen. There is no exception to this law. Sin always separates. Amen. Sin places a man far away from God. Amen. These men knew they needed a miracle. These men knew that they needed help. These men knew their need. Amen. They knew that there was no physician that could help them. Amen. So they plead for help. They plead for help. And we see their plea for help. And we see there is passion in their plea for help. Amen. You see the passion when the Bible says, and they lifted up their voices. They lifted up their voices. That shows that there was passion. Amen. They needed a miracle. Amen. They lifted up their voices. Amen. Leprosy weakened the voice. Amen. Have you ever been next to the bedside of a sick person? Amen. My wife's grandmother. Amen. We have watched her as she's gone down and down and down. And now yesterday we were up there and she's non-coherent and you had to lean down to hear her voice. She was nothing but a whisper. Amen. Leprosy affected. Amen. That was one of the effects of leprosy. It affected the voice. It weakened the voice. Amen. And so in order for these lepers to lift up their voice, they had to know that they needed help. Amen. So you see the passion in the weakness of their voice. They lifted up their voice. Amen. Almost total failure of voice is one of the symptoms that accompany leprosy. Amen. There was distance. Amen. There was distance. They were far off. Therefore, there was a need for them to lift up their voice. Amen. They had to cry out. They had to lift up their voice. Oh, let me tell you something. When you realize your need, amen, there will be an extra earnest effort made to lift up the voice. Amen. When you really see, amen, when you really see that you need help, amen, no one had to tell you. You're going to have to lift up your voice. Amen. Because when you really see the mess that you're in, there will be a passion that will rise up in you. And you'll say, I need help. Amen. No matter what it takes to get it, I need help. Amen. And so they saw their need, so they lifted up their voice. Amen. And so the Bible says, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. When you're aware of your need, amen, there will be an earnestness in your cry for help. Amen. Amen. And then, not only was there passion, but then they made their plea to the right person. Amen. Hear them as they cry out, Jesus! Jesus! Amen. They lifted up and said, Jesus! Amen. The lepers appealed to the right person for help. Amen. They knew that the government could not help them. They knew that the physicians could not help them. They knew that no dead saint could help them. Amen. They knew that the Pope couldn't help them out of this one. Amen. They needed to plead to the right person. Amen. Mary, Mother of God, couldn't help them out of this one. They needed to plead to the right person. Amen. There is one mediator. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. You know it's right. There is one mediator. There is one person that can go between man and God. And that is the man, Christ Jesus. Only one. Only one. If you plead to anyone else, your plea is not heard. Amen. You must go to Jesus Christ, for He is the only one. Come on now. You know it's right. Say amen. Jesus Christ is the only one that can help you out of the mess of sin. Jesus Christ is the only one that can lift you out of the pit of sin. Amen. Amen. One mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. And then you see, there is pity when they ask for help. There is pity. Amen. For they cry out, have mercy on us. Have mercy. Amen. It's not... You know, I've tried to do right all my life. I've tried to raise my family. Would you do this for me? Amen. No. It was for mercy, not for merit. Not by merit that they pleaded, but for mercy. Amen. Have mercy on us. Amen. Jacob realized this. Jacob recognized this truth when he said, I am not worthy of the least of thy mercies. Amen. We come with humility. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. That's the cry. Humble yourself. There must be humility. Amen. There is pity in their plea for help. Amen. They ask for help, for mercy. They plead for mercy. Amen. William Dawson, he made a perfect, a good example. Amen. He told of a young Methodist boy who came to a revival meeting. Amen. And the Methodist boy went home to his mother. And he said, Mother, Johnny so-and-so is seeking peace for his soul. He's under conviction. Amen. But he won't find peace tonight. And his mother asked him, said, why not? Why won't he find peace? Amen. And the little boy said, because he is only on one knee, Mother. And he will never get peace until he learns to get down on both knees. Amen. Amen. It's not for merit that we plead. It's not by merit, but it's for mercy. Amen. For there is none of us that are worthy of the least of His mercies.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus looks on them, and then He gives them instructions. He gives them the commands. Amen. Hear Him. He says, go show yourselves to the priest. Amen. There is compassion in that command. Do you know that Jesus Christ has compassion on those that are in need of help? Amen. Do you know that Jesus Christ sees you where you're at? For the Bible said, and when He saw them, amen, He had knowledge of their situation. Amen. Just as in Exodus, when He saw the children of Israel in the bondage of Egypt, amen, He said to Moses, I know their sorrows. Amen. He knew the suffering of His people. Amen. Jesus Christ knows your suffering. Amen. Jesus Christ knows your hurt. Amen. For He said, I see it. Amen. He saw them. Amen. Oh, there's compassion in this Jesus Christ that I know. Amen. There is enough compassion because He sees you where you're at. Amen. I believe that He sees every hurt in the house tonight. Amen. I believe that He sees every aching heart in the house tonight. I believe that He looks down with pity and compassion. Amen. On every aching heart tonight.
Amen.
He saw them. Amen. He saw them. He knew their sorrows. Amen. And then He gives the command. Go show yourselves to the priest. There's Scripture in His command. He'll always use Scripture. Amen. If He asks you to do something that is not scriptural, amen, chances are it's not Him. Amen. Try the Spirit, see if they be of God. Amen. And chances are you can find Scripture for what He's telling you to do. Amen. That was one of the commands. The Levitical law told them to go show themselves to the priest when they were healed. Amen. Christ's command was according to the Word of God. It always is. Amen. Then there was witness in the command. Amen. To the priest. They had to show themselves to the priest. Amen. The priest would have to acknowledge that there was power in this man called Jesus Christ. Amen. There was a witness. Amen. Do you know that you'll be a testimony of the power of Jesus Christ when He brings you out of that trouble that you're in? You can be a living testimony of the power of God. Amen. He can bring you through it. He can bring you out of it. Amen. Come on now. Say amen. You know it's right. How many are in the house tonight that He's brought you out of some trouble? Amen. You may be in trouble tonight, but there is a man called Jesus Christ. Amen. If He gets involved in your problem, He'll bring you out. Amen. Then there was a test. There was a test in the command. Amen. Because the Bible said, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went. Amen. Amen. It was a test
to the obedience of the command. And I wonder tonight, is he testing you? Is there something that he has told you to do? Is he going to test you? Amen. To see if you'll obey. Amen. There was a testing in the command as they went. They weren't cleansed before they went. Amen. Amen. They had to believe what he said before they went. And as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And now I've reached where I want to preach. Amen. Will you help me just for a little while? I'm about done. Amen. I'm just about finished. I'm just about through. You can help me now. Amen. There was praise after the miracle. There was praise for the miracle. Amen. Now remember, there was 10 men cleansed. Amen. There were 10 men that prayed. Amen. There were 10 men that prayed for a miracle. Amen. There was 10 men crying out for help. Amen. There was 10 men that prayed. Amen. I believe in prayer, don't you? Amen. How many in here tonight believe in prayer? How many believe that God answers prayer? I believe God answers prayer. Amen. Hannah prayed for a son. Amen. And God gave her Samuel. Amen. I believe God answers prayer. Amen. Amen. These men prayed for a miracle. Amen. Have mercy on us. And God answered their prayer. Amen. Oh, yes. I believe it's a prayer answering God. 10 men prayed, but only one man praised. Amen. You would have thought that every man that prayed would praise. Amen. But 10 men prayed, but only one man praised. Oh, hey, hey. Amen. What if everyone in the house tonight that prayed would praise? I'll tell you what, it would have been that day. 10 men would have praised because 10 men prayed. Amen. You would think everyone that prayed would praise. I believe I'd be safe in saying that none of us pray like we ought to. None of us pray as much as we need to. Amen. But if everyone that did pray would praise, amen, I wonder how many would praise tonight. Amen. Amen. There was a promptness in this man's praise. Amen. As soon as he saw that he was healed, when he saw he was healed, he glorified God. Oh, there is a need for promptness. Amen. There is a need as soon as God touches you. Amen. There is a need to praise Him for what He's done. Amen. Delay diminishes the blessing. Amen. Delay pushes it down. Amen. And if you do delay much longer, amen, you might forget what He's done. There was promptness in his praise. Oh, amen. Oh, there was promptness. Amen. Immediately. Amen. When he saw it, when he saw what God had done, he turned around and thanked God for it. I wonder if there's anyone in the house tonight that God's done something for you. Amen. Amen. Today, has he done anything worth praising him for? Amen. And if everyone in the house, amen, if everyone in the house would praise him for what he's done, I believe everybody would have been praising him. Amen. 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 Now look at the person giving the praise. And one of them. Amen. One of them. One man. One man out of 10. Amen. One man out of 10. If there's 80 people tonight, if there's 80 in the house, if we could just get one out of 10, then we'd have 8 people praising Him. Amen. But if we could just get one person praising Him, I believe there's power in praise. Amen. I believe that it's our duty to praise Him. Amen. And you'll notice something, that oftentimes if you praise Him, you'll be the only one doing it. Amen. There's a singularity of thankfulness. Amen. It seems like God is all goodness and man is all ingratitude. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. I'm trying to preach. He was a loner. He was a loner. Thus, when you honor God, oftentimes you will do it all by yourself. You will be the only one. Amen. Oh, if we could only just get one. Amen. We don't need a house full of people to praise Him. Amen. We just need a house that's full of praise. Oh, oh, if we could just get one. If we could just get one. If we could just get one to praise Him. Amen. If we could just find one. Amen. That felt like He was worthy of our praise. If we could just find one, amen, that could lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting and praise Him, amen. Oh, what could God do in a service where men would praise Him? If I could just find one young person that was interested in praising Him. Amen. Oh. You would have thought that all that were prayed would have praised. Amen. He turned back. Notice that. Amen. When one of them, when he saw, he turned back. He turned back. Oftentimes, there is a price in our praise. Amen. There is a price to pay. There will be an effort to be made. Come on now. You know it's right. There has to be effort. 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 Amen. You have to put forth effort. This man, in order to praise Him, had to put forth an effort. He had to turn around and go back. Amen. He had to travel some extra distance. Amen. There was extra distance between him and the man that had performed this miracle. Amen. I believe that if a man could have healed one leper, amen, he would have been a great man. But this man, Jesus, healed 10 lepers. How much more worthy was he of praise? Amen. This man saw that there was a need that this man that had healed him received thanks. Amen. He saw a need to go back. Amen. Until you ever see a need, you'll never go back and thank Him. Amen. There was perspiration in His praise. There was a perspiration. He had to break a sweat. Amen. We come to the house of God. We've got our suit and tie. Amen. We've got it ourselves all made up. We don't want the perspiration. We don't want to break a sweat. Amen. But the effort took sweat. Amen. The effort took sweat. Amen. Amen. Am I the only one in the house tonight sweating? Amen. Oh, if we could just put forth some extra added effort on a Tuesday night to praise Him. Amen. He's worthy of a praise. Amen. Amen. One man said there are certain elements that must be there in order to praise. Amen. There must be the element of thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving for goodness from day to day. Amen. How many know that God's been good to them from day to day? All right, we all agree there. Amen. There was a sense of need. Amen. And the knowledge that none but God can meet that need. Amen. How many have a sense of need in the building tonight? Amen. We all feel our sense of need for God. Amen. Then there was a sense of indebtedness. Amen. He felt that he was indebted to Christ for His love. Amen. Amen. How many feel indebted tonight? Amen. But there is more than just that's needed. Amen. We all know that worship calls for praise. Amen. But we must remember it also calls for self-denial. Amen. A little bit of effort. A little bit of denying ourselves. Amen. Amen. David said, I will not give that which costs me nothing. Nothing. Amen. Sometimes praise costs you something. Amen. He postponed his blessing. Amen. He went back. Amen. Instead of going on to the priest and receiving his pardon and receiving freedom from the priest after he showed that he was healed. Amen. There was different circumstances that arose. Amen. He received the command to go show himself to the priest. Amen. But there was a new thing that arose. He was healed. Amen. And he felt that he should go back before he went on. Amen. Amen. So he postponed his freedom. He postponed going to his family. He postponed it. Amen. And went back. And went back. And with a loud voice glorified God. Amen. That shows that this man was healed. For now he lifts up his voice loud. Amen. Amen. The leprosy is gone. This man is clean. Amen. So he lifts up his voice. There is passion in his praise. Amen. Amen. There ought to be a passion when we praise him. Amen. Come on now. You know it's right. Amen. We lift up our voice and give God thanks. Amen. 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 We lift up our voice and we give God thanks. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. That's what the psalmist said. Amen. Psalm is just a book full of praises. Amen. Hear him as he closes Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Amen. Are we in the sanctuary? Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. Amen. Let everything. I said let everything. I didn't say it. The Bible said it. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. I come to tell you tonight, we ought to praise Him. Amen. We ought to praise Him. Amen. Hear me? We ought to praise Him. Amen. I'm afraid that more of us receive His benefits, more of us receive than those that praise. Amen. I'm afraid more pray than praise. Amen. I'm afraid more obey ritual of going to show themselves. Amen. More do that, amen, than praise Him. Amen. We're more concerned about following duty. Amen. We're more concerned about following the ritualistic three songs, a preacher preach, altar call, and let's go to the house. Amen. Amen. We're more concerned about ritual than praise. Amen. Come on now. We need to praise Him. It is our duty to praise Him. Amen. Amen. Not only is it our duty, but it is a command. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Amen. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Amen. That means praise Him. That means praise Him. Amen. Is there anyone in the house tonight that's interested in praising Him? Amen. Amen. We ought to praise Him. We ought to praise Him. Amen. We ought to praise Him. I will praise Thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praise to Thy name, O Thou Most High. Amen. That I may show forth all Thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in Thy salvation. Amen. Be Thou exalted, Lord, in Thine own strength. So will we sing and praise Thy power. Amen. I will declare Thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise Thee. Amen. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise Thee. Amen. Glory to God. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, shall the dust praise Thee? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise Thee among much people. Amen. And my tongue, amen, my tongue shall speak of Thy righteousness and of Thy praise all the day long. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. I believe we ought to let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I believe that everything that hath breath ought to praise Him. Amen. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? Where are the nine? Jesus asked the question as though He was disappointed. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? And this man, he was prostrate before Jesus, bowed down at His feet. Amen. And you never read where he looked up and said, "You know, Master, I don't know where they're at. I think they went home.
I can't believe that they did that. I can't believe they didn't come back. I alone came to praise you. I didn't read that. He stayed there at his feet. He didn't rebuke the others. He simply didn't answer the question. Amen. Amen. That ought to tell us it doesn't matter who else is praising him. Amen. It's our obligation to praise him. Amen. Too often we're too busy looking around to see who else is. Is anyone else going to? If they're not, I'm not. Amen. I'm just looking for one. I'm just looking for one to praise him. Stand all over the house. I'm done. Amen. I believe it's going to take effort. I believe it'll take self-denial. Sister Beth, come to the piano. Get us a song. Amen. Amen. There was self-denial. Self-denial. He denied himself some blessing. He denied himself and turned back and went all the way back to where Jesus was and praised him. Amen. Brother Davey sings it. He said, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to praise the Lord. Amen. I'm coming back. Before I forget what he's done. Amen. From day to day, today, just today alone, you could start right now and begin to tell him thank you, and you couldn't get it all done. Amen. If you're downhearted, if you're cast down, listen to what this songwriter said. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Right. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings. Money cannot buy your reward in heaven, nor your home on high. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, count your many blessings. Amen. Do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journeys in. Amen. When all seems lost, count your blessings. I'm sure you'll find that God is still rich in his blessings. I watched the Lodi every night of that revival. Hey, she's not little now. She's growing up. I watched her as she pulled those legs behind her and come out here to give him praise. Stood out here and leaned on this pulpit, lifted her hands and said, I thank God for what he's done for me. Hey, if the lame can find something to praise God for, how much more those of us that walked in here tonight on two good legs, how much more can we find something to praise God for? Amen. Amen. This altar's open. I don't know how else to do it. Amen. Come on. Come on. We have so much to thank him for.